Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Music really does set us in motion in a lot of ways. I mean, there's the issue of pulse, in which we want to move along with music. There's the issue of momentum, something that seems to sweep towards a goal. There's the issue of being moved by music. We are emotionally moved. And so motion in its various guises is really also, in our opinion, a critical and central aspect of music. And we looked at motion in those different kinds of ways. I mean, with Evan Zaporin's piece, Frog's Eye, we're really thinking of a piece that is about the overlaying of pulses. So starting with a regular percussion pulse and then adding one kind of melody that loops over another. And so when the piece, which gradually builds to sort of a fullness, is at its maximum stage, it's this kind of fertile swamp of overlaid melodic and rhythmic elements, and it's wonderful. I mean, you can peel it away as you can peel an onion or peel back the layers of life's experiences, and you can find that's how the piece functions. And it seemed logical, because of its pulse orientation and because we had a concert called Motion, that we would invite Lux Boreal, which is this wonderful dance company from Tijuana. I mean, really, not just skilled, they have a presence and a kind of stage energy which one rarely sees. I mean, they're delightful people, but what they do together on stage is really just breathtaking, I think. And we asked them to come in and join us, and they did. You know, with an orchestra, there are some difficulties with dance and orchestra together, because for one, the orchestra fills the stage, so where will the dancers be? So in early conversations with Henry Torres, we talked about having a platform behind the orchestra in which the dancers can move. We talked about having a little strip in front of the orchestra, and as you know, they used both of those spaces and then some. There's an enormous amount of trust involved in a collaboration like that, because we work in a rehearsal room which doesn't accommodate dance at all, so the dance was prepared and the orchestral music was prepared, and what is absolutely the last minute, in other words, the dress rehearsal on the night before the first concert, was the first time we tried them together. And so there's an enormous amount of collaborative trust that's required to do a piece like that. And Lux Boreal, they're spectacular collaborators.
Thank you.
momentum as opposed to simple motion is really how I would think of the Shostakovich. I mean, that's a piece which begins in a sort of unassuming way with little rhythmic cells being passed back and forth between the soloist and the orchestra, and over the course of the four movements, it just takes on this kind of inexorable quality of a trajectory towards a goal, an enormous amount of force, of momentum that goes behind the music. And we were very pleased, very privileged to play with an extraordinary young soloist, Margaret Zhou, who is, I think, 16 years old, if I'm not mistaken, and, you know, plays both technically but also emotionally far beyond her years. Thank you. the concert ended with a kind of combination of momentum and movement and being moved and all the different ways you can read motion in Stravinsky Petrushka, which is one of the middle of the three early great ballets of Igor Stravinsky, Firebird, Petrushka, and The Rite of Spring. And Petrushka's got rhythmic problems and intricacies that not even the Rite has. Moments when you have music going on at two different speeds, for example. Interruptions, almost a cut and paste nature of composition. I mean, the kind of thing one sees now in the digital age, where we can copy and we can insert and cut and fracture things, it becomes a kind of relatively common compositional strategy now. But, you know, for 1911, it was really kind of stunning. So there we have those things all put together.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.